Alaska Congressman Don Young doesn't think much of the proposal to bar people on the no-fly list from buying guns.
Those who are talking about what they're doing is against the Constitution, and I will fight to my dying breath to make sure that we have the ability to retain the Second Amendment.
President Obama pitched the idea last week from the Oval Office as a matter of common sense, but Young said in a speech on the House floor the no-fly list doesn't just include terrorists.
I personally, myself, have been on the fly list. It took me 6 months to get off of it. They didn't tell me who put me on it, why I was put on it, and what was the result from. 6 months.
The incident dates back to 2004, when Young says he was questioned before boarding a flight because his name was similar to a suspected bad guy. Young says the FBI is already notified when someone on the list tries to buy a gun.
Yes, I am an NRA board member. But to have people say the terrorists are running around buying guns is outright lie.
The director of the FBI said this week that the background checks required for guns sold at stores do give the agency a chance to stop a sale, but he said a buyer's name on the no-fly list isn't a sufficient reason. A few years ago, the Government Accountability Office found that most terrorist watch list suspects who undergo the background check are cleared to buy firearms.